Audio for the Retro Computing Roundtable is hosted by CyberEars. When you need a rock-solid platform to host and distribute your podcast or other audio media, head over to CyberEars.com. Fast, reliable hosting with unlimited bandwidth. CyberEars is your audio on your terms.
It's January 1st, 2017, and welcome to episode 144 of the Retro Computing Roundtable.
Well, it seems the Emerald City is far behind me now, and my world has changed back from black to white. But no matter where I go, there's just one thing I like to know.
The RCR is a podcast about retro computer news, nostalgia, collecting, and deciding what's retro. So, hooray, welcome to 2017. For some reason, I have absolutely no memory of anything that happened since December 18th, but I'm sure it was exciting. And as soon as my memory returns...
Could it be because we are currently recording on December 18th?
It might be. It might well be.
Oh, and he's just gone and destroyed the magic.
But, so...
You Canadians, you.
That's what I do. Destroy the magic.
I hope all of your holidays went well, and the world didn't end. And, so it's 2017. It is now 40 years from the introduction of the Trinity. The Apple II, the TRS-80 Model 1, the Commodore PET... So that was in 1977, and so it seems like a nice big round number. We can sort of celebrate that and also talk a little bit about what this means now that we're 1 year further on. And I guess the topic that I kind of wanted to just briefly talk about, I guess, is this topic of what is retro. So there's, I have an opinion, but maybe I'll save that for a second, but sometimes people will argue about you don't belong in the club because what you're doing is not old enough yet. Retro computing only starts at X years. And so often that number is 10. And so part of what I wanted to point out here is that the iPhone turned 10 or will turn 10 here in this year. So it will become retro. And there's a number of other, round numbers that happen.
I have quibbles.
Right. I quibble you on whether an iPhone is retro.
Well, even the idea that 10 years, what? That's crazy fast. I am way too old to let that slide. 10 years is not retro.
Mm. Yeah, I think this is what kind of drove it home for me is the idea that, like, I really am not convinced that the iPhone will ever be retro. It's quite possible that it's always going to be however many years ago 1977 was that's retro.
Okay. So is it specifically like, so nothing from mid 80s would be considered retro? Like, which Star Wars movie do you cut it off at? Because like Jedi is 83. Is that retro? Whereas Episode 1, terrible, that was 99. Not retro.
Perfect. Yeah.
So I agree that the prequels make it not retro, but somewhere later than 77 and before 99 is my cutoff, I think. Also, I think it's personal. I think everyone's got their own personal retro cutoff. Whenever you were in high school, that is retro.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And so we definitely have talked about some of this stuff before, but
it's all we talk about for 144 episodes, which is gross.
Yes, it is. Yes, how true. But I don't think it's necessarily that the thing that is retro is the first thing you used or whatever like that. But it does really feel like. There's kind of a difference in quality between like the things that were happening in 1999 and the things that were happening in 1987,
But also with an iPhone, you could still be today using an iPhone, a first original iPhone, not even a 3G or whatever. It would still work as a phone. You could be rocking an original iPhone. It would be kind of retro, but you could pull it out in an elevator, and unless somebody knew iPhones, they probably wouldn't know something funky was going on. However, if you go to a Starbucks and you pull out your TRS-80 Model 1, and okay, Everybody knows the hipsters in town. Something funky's going on. Like, you can't be using something from the 77s. From the 77s. You know, those many 77s. You can't be using something from that period in a modern context without it being either retro or a hipster thing or ironic or what have you. Like, it's a big deal when we find some company still has like an image writer 2 in the back of their factory knocking out forms. That's weird. In a way that using even a first edition pre-App Store iPhone would not be weird today. It would be weird 30 years from now or something. There would be a point at which I think an original iPhone, the fact that your phone isn't installed in your head, it's something in your hand, that'll seem weird. But today, I think anything 10 years old is probably still being used by at least one of my parents. And then that's not retro. That's just, you know, resisting change.
Yeah, no. Well, I think I never really quite grasped how ridiculous 10 years would be as a cutoff until the iPhone. But Dropbox also 2007.
Now, some people say 20 years. I hear 20 years a lot, and I disagree with that as well. And in the show notes here, you've got at least one example of something that's 20 years old. What's turning 20 in 2007?
I have the rewritable CD turned 20, but.
Also seems fancy. It's not even like an original CD. It's like the rewritable version of the CD. How can we call that retro? I mean, it's using physical media. It is in a sense retro. Owning anything is in a sense retro. But a CDRW, like, would anybody look at that and think, oh my goodness, how super retro? And that's 20 years. See, clearly we have decided 20 years, not long enough. 2017.
You can still take that CDRW and just drop it into a player, and provided it's an audio that you've got there, you drop it into a CD player. There's still CD players around. I know some people who have actually got CD players in their cars, and they haven't used it since they bought the car, but, you know, it's... It still works within the modern context. So, yeah, to me, it's retro is more of a sliding scale rather than a fixed date.
Well, Pokemon in February of 2017 will turn 20 years old. Is that retro?
It's like a sliding...
No.
It's not a fixed date. It's a sliding scale, but I don't think it's sliding linearly. Like,
no, it's context. So it depends on the item. It depends on the feel that it's from.
Lord of the Dance turns 20 in 2017. So in dance terms, is that retro? If it's like, I don't know. Oh my goodness, the Macarena turns 20. Is that dance retro?
You're the dance subject matter expert.
I think the Macarena is never going to be retro. It's always current and top of mind. But I think 20 years is too short. A lot of people argue 20 years is the mark. And I think that I think it's got to be a percentage-based thing, not a fixed number thing. So I say 20. The idea that Pokemon and the CDRW are now retro, no, they're not retro. Not to me. Not to an old guy like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about what else? What else can we do? What's another bigger number for 2017?
If we moved to 30, that's starting to get a little reasonable. The Acorn Archimedes was released in 1987, and of course 1987. That's right. That's smack in the middle of, you know, our time period. We know 30's in.
But see, you've got Pearl listed there for turning 30. So that is my prime programming language at the moment for my daily bread and butter. So, old, yes. Retro, maybe not.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a potentially interesting question, too. Like, does something that continues to be used, like the clock hasn't started on it yet, maybe. You know, so Pearl is 30 years old, but it hasn't stopped being used, so it's not going to ever turn retro until it is. Perhaps.
Yep. And continues in development. Mm-hmm. So that's the other main thing about that. So, okay, we might be safe in assuming that development has stopped on the CDRW. So maybe the clock has started on the CDRW, that at the moment it's just old. Mm-hmm. Let's make a note, come back in 10 years to see if it's gone from old to forgotten / potentially retro. But Pearl's an example of something which is 30 years old. It's still in development. There are new releases. There are great advances that have been coming through in all of our programming languages. So, you know.
30 years seems reasonable to me as a cutoff. Like, the original Mac is older than 30 years. And it's hard to look at an original Macintosh and not think that's a retro computer.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So somewhere between 20 and 30 seems to be where it feels right to me.
Yeah, I think I agree. I sort of assume it's hard. It's really kind of hard to know if it, you know, like what other age groups are going to make of this, but it does feel like everyone should agree. But I can, yeah.
Well, 80s, yeah. 80s to me, because that's, you know, my childhood, my youth, the time I was in high school and stuff. And so 87 definitely seems like a long time ago now. Like, and if I long for it, it's probably retro. And I don't long for a lot of the 90s. The 90s is when music became stuff I didn't like anymore and got all grungy and you kids and you got on my lawn and stuff. Whereas the 80s, I was still young. I still had my whole life in front of me. So the 80s seems retro.
I agree with you because, you know, for me, I finished high school back in 1980. So, you know, to me, the 80s is pretty much what I would sort of consider, you know, anything from the 80s retro. You know, there's might be, you know, more towards the start of the 80s than the end. But definitely for me, anything that is 1980 something, to me, that's definitely retro. But trying to sort of like draw that line in the sand, I think, is going to be one of those things which we'll be discussing for until the whole discussion becomes retro.
Right.
That's how long I think we'll be talking about.
I agree with Paul, though. When you have a fixed object like the iPhone and you think, okay, first one of those, it's now 10 years old. What do you think? It really puts into sharp relief how short a time ago 10 years was. That it's like, wow, that's 10 years? Where'd that go? And so that's not retro. That's like Wednesday.
Fortran is going to turn 60. And
but that was always retro.
Well,
that's Fortran.
This is what I was going to ask. Like that too is still in use, right? So like Perl, is Fortran retro? I mean, it feels like it has to be. but maybe that's why, because it was retro.
Fortran and COBOL and stuff, they felt retro all of my life. They felt retro. They were retro in the 80s.
Yeah, Fortran has a certain retro-esque feel to it for me because it was the first programming language I learnt. I did it on MarkSense cards and then on punch cards. So the whole using of Fortran to me, I suppose, at university was that sort of experience with card reading machines rather than magnetic media reading machines for program input. So, you know, yes, Fortran is still being used. I can't say that I've had any great desire to write a Fortran program recently, but I would call Fortran retro, but I still couldn't call Perl retro. And COBOL was just a long-winded way of saying things. So really, COBOL should be like my native language, but I can't really call COBOL retro because I've been involved in quite a few projects in recent years of actually that were using COBOL. And ultimately we ended up migrating this stuff to other languages, but personally I would have preferred leaving it in COBOL, but that's another nightmare. I mean, story.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. And I guess the other thing maybe to add here too, is that like, it feels like there's substance to this feeling, like, you know, there is something different about 10 years and 20 years and 50 years ago and like what the actual thing is and how it persists currently. One thing that I don't like the use of this feeling for is to say, like, you don't get to play because, like, your computer's too new.
No.
So, I mean, this is not supposed to be some kind of gatekeeping that we're promoting here, but just sort of exploring our intuitions about what seems to us to be retro.
See, again, that's why I really feel it's a percentage thing, because 30 years seems like the right percentage of my life, because it's more than half of my life. And so if I was 17, I would feel very differently about the 10 years and the iPhone and stuff like that, about it, how retro it is. If I was 17, I would feel very differently about 2 years. And, you know, breakfast was retro, you know, because when I was 17, I was a very, very stupid boy. And that's just how it was. I really think it's a percentage thing. And I think any form of gatekeeping is wrong. And I'm sure there are just as strong and reasonable arguments for people a generation above us who would say anything that is a personal computer, or anything with the word micro in it, is totally newfangled and whatever. Like, if it's not TTL or if it's not Big Iron, if you don't need, like, literally a gatekeeper, if you don't hand your cards to a white-coated person and you can get your results back immediately, then that's not retro. That's like the modern way of doing computers, and it all blends together. And so I think it is just, it's totally a personal topic. Note that these are the same conclusion we came before, but the difference now is we're facing a year coming up where the iPhone is now 10. And so that does seem like a bizarre thing to me that that's 10 years already. I think Michael hit on something, though, where I don't think it's going to be the same for different sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, what's retro in computers and that cutoff might be different even personally for what's retro in movies or what's retro in clothing. Mm-hmm. I think it takes about 10 years for clothing to be about out of style enough that it might as well be retro. Like, if you're wearing something you could be rocking stylishly in 1995, it's probably going to seem weirdly out of date right now. And so even to me, and whereas other things, cars, they all sort of blend together with me, and I can tell an 80s car, I guess, from a 70s and stuff, but if I don't know the things as well, it's hard for me to determine what's old and what's retro, because I'm just less interested, and I don't have a discernment about them. So I do think it probably changes by category for individuals as much as anything else.
Yeah. But I suppose, yeah, it is still worth exploring, given that, you know, the title of our podcast is Retro Computing Roundtable. I have to talk about something.
10 years. So we're going to talk about the iPhone a lot going
so
forward.
Prepare.
Is that what we're saying? It's now retro, so we're going to talk about a lot of apps and things. Cool. Cool. I like the new direction for the show.
Also, there's going to be a much less load on the servers, I have a feeling. Anyway.
Okay. So.
Well, perhaps that's a...
well, there's just one more. We've got Star Trek. Star Trek turns 50.
I skipped one, yes.
So... Yeah, so the thing is that, yes, the original Star Trek feels so retro, but where does the retroness of Star Trek cut out? Which one isn't retro? Is it The Next Generation, which is just the early seasons have got bad acting and special effects?
First year of that has got to be retro or something, because, like, man, did not find its feet.
Yeah, I'm more going with the or something rather than retro, but... It picked up, but I consider the original Star Trek as retro. First season of The Next Generation is
crap-o.
Let's start watching from season two. But I don't think Next Generation is retro, and definitely the later ones definitely not. But I'll give Star Trek the original series definitely give that my stamp of retro approval.
Well, and it's relevant, you know, in the computing context too, partly because they were envisioning the trajectory of computers, you know, and devices. I mean, like, so all kinds of technology, but including the communicators and you know, like the blinking light machines and video panels and stuff. So, so it was also
were anticipating that if you just spoke a logical fallacy to Siri, your phone would blow up.
Well, yeah, maybe that's what's been going on with these whatever they are, the Note 7s. But anyway, Star Trek gives an interesting perspective because it is a retro prospective view. And logo, by the way, also was designed along with Star Trek, so that's also 50.
But it wasn't designed along with Star Trek.
No, I think it was just a simultaneous.
How can you say? Well, this is something I did not know.
More of a parallel development, I think, rather than intrinsic in the design of each. And I must admit, when I used logo for the first time, even then it felt a little bit on the old side. It just, it was. I think to me, logo was almost instant retro.
I liked logo.
Oh, I like
Fortran
it.
Fortran seemed instant retro to me, but I dug logo. I still have a soft spot for it.
I would have liked logo more if I had used it more with a real turtle. I think maybe there was once in a museum that I actually got to drive a turtle around,
But training a turtle to obey voice commands, that'd be such...
It's not a real turtle. Like a physical turtle.
Yep.
Not like some sort of weird cyborg turtle under control of Paul. Although that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and how would it hold the pen with those front paws?
Part of the training. Of it?
I just don't know.
That's how we used to do it back in the day, 10 years ago, with my iPhone.
Yes.
And people are, I'm sure, very glad they tuned in for this very special episode of the RCR.
Very special episode, yes.
Well, we didn't want... Listen, folks, we were going to knew we have to skip a week, and we wanted to give you something. So this is like our little gift to you, kicking off the year and announcing our format change to an all iPhone show, apparently.
Right. Okay. Anyway, but yes, so happy 2017. You know, we will be back in short order. So, I guess that's it for the show. Should I do all the stuff? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, that's right.
Absolutely.
Bring the new year in style.
So that is it for this stylish show. You can find all the show notes for this and all the RCR shows at rcrpodcast.com. You can discuss us in the forums at vcfed.org. You can follow RCR on Twitter at rcrpodcast. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/rcrpodcast. Send feedback to us at feedback@rcrpodcast.com. We are a member of the Throwback Network at throwbacknetwork.net. And please write a review on iTunes. That will help other people find the show. And so, until next time,
Retro Compute!
This is how you turn it on. This is your music. This is your email. This is the web. And this is a call on your iPhone.